Sal Frelick jumped high over the fence in right center field to bring back a home run shot and give the Brewers a 6-3 win over the Los Angeles Angels Tuesday night. Milwaukee led 6-0 entering the bottom of the ninth, but Taylor Ward's long shot would have tied it. Tobias Meyer started and earned the win with 6 1/3 scoreless innings of pitching for the Brewers. Trevor McGill got the save. Christian Yelich hit his 7th homer early, and rookie Jackson Chourio had a little league home run when he circled the bases after his drive got away from an Angels outfielder. Freddy Peralta starts the rubber game of the series tonight. Brewers catcher William Contreras has a big lead in Phase 1 of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game vote. He could be the starter, but getting the most votes is no guarantee this year. Contreras has received just over 746,000 votes, 188,000 more than JT Realmuto. Christian Yelich is second among outfielders in the vote count. Starters for the game will be announced on ESPN on July 3rd. The rest of the two rosters will be revealed July 7th. The Wisconsin men's basketball team will open the coming season at home against Holy Cross November 4th. The university hasn't yet confirmed the game at the Kohl Center. The Badgers are coming off a 22-14 season that saw them ranked as high as number 6 last February. Three stars from that team have left: Chucky Hepburn and AJ Storr through the transfer portal, and Tyler Wall graduated. Incoming are guard Cameron Hunter, guard John Tanji, and forward Xavier Amos. Also announced, the annual rivalry game against Marquette will be played December 7th at the Pfizer Forum. The Packers have hired a new team equipment manager for the first time in 30 years. Gordon Red Beatty announced his retirement 2 months ago. The team announced the hiring of Chris Kuhn Monday. Kuhn has worked for the team since 2010 and was promoted to equipment assistant in 2020. In Church League softball news, Church of the Nazarene is still undefeated as they pounded out almost 30 hits, handling Free Methodist 17-2. Ryan Gaston, Zach Harris, Jared McCollum were all 4-for-4 in the win. Joshua Hassel made two fantastic catches in the outfield for Free Methodist. St. Mary's remains in second place as they outscored Bethel Lutheran 29-16. Bethel helped build a 16-13 lead, but St. Mary's scored 16 unanswered runs to get the victory. Dan Makovic reached base safely 5 times and scored 4 runs for St. Mary's. All but one player in the St. Mary's lineup had at least 1 run scored. Richland Baptist Temple won, edged Basketball Assembly of God 15-14. Fletcher Harper belted 3 home runs, and Daniel Burt was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Baptist Temple 1 used a number of sharp defensive plays to steal the win. And the Mission outdueled Richland Baptist Temple 2-9-7. Todd Ernesi went 4-for-4 in the win. Adam Windsor added a home run. Avery McGlynn was 3-for-3 to lead Baptist Temple 2, and Brady McGlynn played amazing defense. Willie Mays raced at top speed back toward the center field wall in the spacious Polo Grounds and somehow managed to track down and corral a fast-traveling ball with an over-the-shoulder catch that became the most iconic moment in the Hall of Famer's decorated career that featured 660 home runs. It is simply became known as the catch. The play showed off the mesmerizing skill of one of the most talented players ever to step on a baseball field and was considered by many to be the greatest living ball player before he died at age 93. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.